Okay, just going to start off with a quick question. How many people here have been camping before? With a quick show of hands, how many people? Okay, nearly everyone. How many people have been more than once? More than five times? More than 10 times? 20? We're down to two now. Okay, as many of you probably know, every year the company section in the 3rd Enfield Boys Brigade goes camping, and this year we went up to the North Norfolk coast. The boys and girls that were on the camp got to do activities such as sports, team games, high ropes, and going to the beach. But this year, on the day before we were due to go home, something happened that we weren't quite expecting. I've got a video clip to show you, so take a look at the screen. Hopefully this will work. Okay, looks quite scary, doesn't it? Almost everyone on our camp had gone out for the afternoon, and while we were out in the local town just down the coast, the weather turned really bad, and that was what happened to our campsite. Obviously, it meant that the end of the week didn't really go to plan, and although everyone pulled together as a team to clear up the mess, most of the boys and girls had to go home early while some of us finished off, and then the next day we had a phone call from the BBC saying that they'd seen the picture of what happened that had been put on Twitter, and they wanted to come down and do a news item about it. So we got on the local news. So there's times in our lives when things don't go exactly how we planned them, and while what happened on our camp was quite an extreme situation, we all have situations in our everyday lives where we think things are going wrong. There are also verses in the Bible where people experience situations that seemingly aren't how they planned them. We're now going to hear our Bible reading, which is from John 21, and it's going to be read by Sarah, I think. This story is set at a time after Jesus had been crucified and had risen from the dead, and it's centered around Simon Peter, who's one of Jesus' disciples.
The reading's taken from John 21, verses 1 to 14. Jesus appears to seven disciples. After this, Jesus appeared once more to his disciples at Lake Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael, the one from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples of Jesus were all together. Simon Peter said to the others, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come with you," they told him. So they went out in a boat, but all that night they did not catch a thing. As the sun was rising, Jesus stood at the water's edge, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then he asked them, "Young men, haven't you caught anything?" "Not a thing," they answered. He said to them, "Throw your net out on the right side of the boat, and you'll catch some." So they threw the net out and could not pull it back in because they had caught so many fish. The disciple, who Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he'd taken his clothes off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples came to the shore in the boat, pulling the net full of fish. They were not very far from the land, about 100 meters away. When they stepped ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with some fish on it and some bread. Then Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net ashore full of big fish, 153 in all. Even though there were so many, still the net did not tear. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. So Jesus went over, took the bread, and gave it to them. He did the same with the fish. This, then, was the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Thank you, Sarah. This is quite an amazing story, isn't it? Simon Peter and the others have been out on their boat fishing all night and they didn't catch anything. Now, imagine if it was you in that boat. You've been out on that lake all night trying to catch some fish, but you're not getting anything at all. Now, who would be ready to give up at that point? I think most of us probably would. It'd be very easy just to pack up and go home. But the men in the boat saw Jesus on the shore of the lake, and while they didn't know it was him at the time, they trusted him when he told them where to cast their nets. And what was the result? Who can tell me? Anyone? Frankie? Caught loads of fish, yep. They caught so many fish that they couldn't pull their nets back in. There was that many. And they then realised that it was in fact Jesus who was standing at the shore, and it was really him who had told him where to cast their nets. Jesus then invited them to eat with him using bread and their massive catch of fish. And none of them asked who he was because they knew for sure that it was Jesus. Now in that story, the men in the boat must have felt like things weren't going to plan, but by putting their trust in what Jesus said to them, they helped through that situation and they managed to achieve what they set out to achieve. And there's other times in the Bible where people put their trust in God to help them through difficult situations, and I think the same thing can be true in our own lives. Now, if we go back to what happened in our camp, I'll admit to having said a few prayers when things looked really bad, and I believe that God kept us all safe and helped us through what happened. But when we find ourselves in tough times, it can be easy to think that God isn't there or he isn't listening, but in fact he's always there, right beside us. And if we have faith in him, he can help us in any situation. He's always looking out for us, and through prayer we can talk to him at any time. He really is an awesome God, and he loves every single one of us.